Micah chapter 7. Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits and the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. There is no early fruit which my soul desired. The godly man hath perished out of the land, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Both hands are for evil, to do it well. The prince asketh, and the judge is there for a reward, and the great man uttereth his soul's greed, and together they combine it. The best of them is as a briar, the most upright worse than a thorn fence. The day of thy watchman, thy visitation, is come. Now shall be their perplexity. Believe ye not in a companion, put not confidence in a familiar friend. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household. But as for me, I will look unto Jehovah. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Though I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, Jehovah shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of Jehovah, for I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light. I shall behold his righteousness. And mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, Where is Jehovah thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day when thy walls shall be built, on that day shall the established limit recede. In that day they shall come to thee from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, and from Egypt to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. But the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doings. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine inheritance, dwelling alone in the forest, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old. As in the days of thy coming forth out of the land of Egypt will I show them marvelous things. The nations shall see and be ashamed for all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick dust like the serpent. Like crawling things of the earth, they shall come trembling forth from their close places. They shall turn with fear to Jehovah our God, and shall be afraid because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee, that forgiveth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in loving kindness. He will yet again have compassion on us. He will tread under foot our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform truth to Jacob, loving kindness to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old.